Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Even Andrew Weissman, the pit bull of Robert Mueller, remember him back in the day? Even he says Fani Willis should step down despite the judge's ruling. I think both of you lied. Only one of you can't be on the case. You know, the mendacity, blah, blah, blah. It was so ridiculous. But that's not the only thing. I mean, the judge's ruling was so, frankly, backwards and asinine, it doesn't even make any sense. But anyway, the Fani Willis issue, now many are speculating that her scandal herself could make finding a jury in that case much, much harder, according to experts. The odor of mendacity hangs over her. And this disqualification, the judge, Scott McAfee's most slashing findings in the decision that allows the DA to continue to prosecute. I don't think it's going to end up that way. I really don't. Now, I think there's a political issue, and that's Fani Willis back in 2020. She was promising not to date employees. Now, according to one witness that testified on the stand, a friend of Fani Willis's said, They started dating back in 2019. Listen.
Because you're sitting with someone today that actually wants to make a difference. Because they deserve a DA that won't have sex with his employees. Because they deserve a DA that won't put money in their own pocket.
I certainly will not be choosing people to date that work under me. Let me just say that.
Sex, money in their own pocket. Okay. Why does that sound so familiar to me? And then you have Fani Willis and the media mob and their reaction to the judge's harsh words for her.
This is such a huge body blow, almost a fatal blow to Fani Willis. I think the way forward is she has to voluntarily recuse herself. I don't know that she has it in her.
The DA should consider recusing herself as well as the case moves forward to allow it to do so cleanly.
All of this, especially this language from the judge, and we're just skimming the opinion right now. I'm sure there's likely more. It's really a gift to former President Trump and his co-defendants because they're not only going to fight this case on the merits, they fight it in the court of public opinion. Optics here matter.
Any one of these statements by a judge would be a career ender. For a normal prosecutor to have an on-the-record finding that there are reasonable questions about whether you lied under oath, that would be devastating. And we'll see what the political effects will be. The bottom line, the DA survives, but not without serious bruising, to use your analogy, sir.
All right, so there you go. An odor of mendacity continues, but with only one of them that in all likelihood did not tell the truth, according to the judge. Anyway, here to analyze where this is headed, Brian Claypool, veteran trial attorney, Mike Howell, former attorney for the Oversight Committee on Investigation, now heads up the Heritage Foundation's Oversight project. Welcome both of you to the program. I mean, I just think the judge, Brian, made a bad call here. I think the judge who's up for re-election sometime very soon, I think, had other considerations in mind, and he tried to split the baby in half, but also in a weird way probably made it impossible for her to eventually, she's not going to be able to continue.
Yeah, hey, Sean, great to be back with you. You're absolutely right. I mean, Fani Willis might have won this battle by not being disqualified, but make no mistake about it, she has lost the war. She will lose not only in the court of public opinion, but also at trial, if this case ever gets to trial. Sean,
Well, let me stop you. Let me come up with a hypothetical, and you could shove it back in my face if you want. Let's assume you have a judge in that case. It's Fulton County, Georgia, not exactly friendly territory to any conservative or any Republican. I know Fulton County well. And the judge, for example, does not allow any discussion about Fani Willis's issues. Now, that could be problematic. And I don't know what's worse, that they may have a jury of people that don't even know about it, which tells me that they're completely uninformed about any issue of our time. Or that they do know about it and don't care. So anyway, take it from there.
Yeah, that's a good point. But jurors are human beings, and I've done over 50 jury trials in my career, and I found out even after trials that jurors are not always 100% candid, Sean, when they're being interviewed in the case, and when this case, if it ever gets to trial. There's going to be what's called an individual voir dire allowed, which is you can interview each of these jurors, you know, very carefully to find out what they've learned and what they've heard about the case. But at the end of the day, you know, jurors are not always forthright. I think you know that. They don't always tell you everything that they have seen or believed or been exposed to in their life. But put that aside, Sean, there's a bigger issue here why Fani Willis is not going to be on this case. Because there's a state Senate inquiry going on in Georgia. And there was testimony about a week or week and a half ago that they now have precise data evidence, tracking evidence, that Wade was over at Fani Willis's condo 30 times prior to him being hired on this case, and that he was there from 1 a.m. all the way till 6 a.m. Why is that important? Because that is at odds with what she and Wade testified to at this hearing about 3 weeks ago. That's important because it's a potential perjury charge. So I would not be surprised if both of them get charged with perjury before this case ever gets to trial. And that's not even to mention the fraudulent billing, taxpayer fraud that went on in this case that's being learned in the state Senate hearing. This guy Wade billed 2,600 hours, got $700,000, and Fani Willis would receive those bills, close her eyes, and sign on the dotted line to get those approved. So there's a very good chance that both of them could be charged with a crime that will then take them off this case.
Yeah, let's get your take, Mike Howell.
I agree with all that's being said, but it's going to take somebody basically above Fani in the food chain to force her off. What you're seeing right now across the board is at the foot soldier level, which is Fani or Letitia James or any of these Secretary of State, there is no theory that is too outrageous, no conduct which is too abnormal that they will not tolerate, because this is the meal ticket for the next generation of leaders of the Democratic Party. This is how the name ID gets up, the donations flow in. You cannot do anything outrageous enough to satisfy the base if it's in the vein of going against President Trump. And this is the coordination that's happening. We've uncovered evidence of this. Fani Willis was at the White House for 5 hours with the vice president, okay, about a year ago. This is how you go there. You get your rewards. You get your recognition. She's going to be in this until someone takes her off.
Yeah. Well, I don't know when that's going to happen or how that would happen. Let me ask both of you, and maybe, Mike, I'll start with you. If you were representing Donald Trump, what would be the next move on your part to get her removed?
So I think there is a lot that's going to be left open on appeal. The judge, as you noted, tried splitting the baby and did a lot of damage. I think looking at this case, however it proceeds down in Fulton County, There's holes all over this, whether it comes to, you know, how the jury's going to perceive this and then other issues that can be reserved on appeal. So unfortunately, in the interim, it's about surviving through the next round, knowing she's not going to be taken off, but also knowing that, one, you won in the court of public opinion. They're trying to do something that hasn't been done in 250 years of this country's history. And then, two, there's going to be another bite of the apple. But this is the difficulty. President Trump and his team, instead of being able to go full speed ahead and focus on a free and fair election campaign, are spending scarce resources not only in Georgia, but in New York and in states across the country. It's really a perverted way of conducting an election.
Yeah. And do you agree with that? What would you say to the Trump people? What would the next step be from your perspective, Brian?
Yeah, Sean, I if I'm repping Trump, I'm filing a motion in the coming weeks, in the next couple of weeks, to have her disqualify from this case again based on the fact that she has committed a crime. It's a different argument now, right? Because this, I'm telling you, Sean, this testimony at this state Senate hearing where they have subpoena power, where they're subpoenaing records of where Wade was prior to November 2021. This is crucial. Those two got on the stand, took an oath, and said, we didn't have a romantic relationship till after Wade was hired in November 2021. There is now tangible, documented, core evidence that shows that he was over there having a romantic relationship with Willis in 2019. That is perjury. So Trump's lawyers should file a motion, get her tossed off this case for committing perjury, and for both of them committing taxpayer fraud. That's a new argument, and I think it would fly. At the end of the day, Sean, regardless of that, this case will never, ever in a million years get to trial before this election, because nobody's going to be able to get up to speed. And if Willis was really looking for justice, she'd recuse herself from this case. She's not looking for justice. She's looking to promote her own political agenda, and that's why she stays on a case where anybody else on this planet would walk from this case.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, we continue our analysis of all the legal issues faced by Donald Trump, just a mere 231 days away from Election Day. We continue with Brian Claypool and Mike Howell. So let's go through all the cases and get both of your takes on this. Mike, start with you. How many of these cases will be tried before the election?
So right now I'm feeling comfortable and confident that he's going to make it to the election. But to add on to what I would advise, it's
time. He's going to make it to the election with no trial at all?
That's what I'm hopeful for in terms of like a final trial, I think. Your other guests can probably speak with more experience to the actual litigation stream, but I'm thinking now the time is to connect this as a conspiracy. I mean, that's the charges down in Georgia at the end of the day. It's a RICO theory. You need to point out, and President Trump's legal team, I think, is getting there, the interconnectedness of all of these players. They're all coordinating. through the White House, and we've placed them there.
Well, I want you to slow down here, because we know of Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade. They made trips to Washington, D.C., and apparently got into the Biden White House, for example. I believe other New York prosecutors have done the same, if I'm not mistaken. Is that true?
That is true, particularly with the secretaries of state. We've placed, I think, Shenna Bellows up there in Maine, I believe, down at the White House before she made her attempt to throw Trump off the ballot. But it's time to start looking at the exchange of information and coordination between all these entities. And I include Jack Smith in that list. This is what we saw with Liz Cheney and the January 6th committee. It was basically a means to get information and then force DOJ into action. So I think once you take down one aspect, whether it's Fannie Willis or whoever, and you start pointing out how all these are interconnected operations, a true RICO conspiracy occurring, you can start to do some damage in winding this all together. And that's what we're trying to investigate on our end at the Oversight Project, because that's what I see as clear as day. These aren't unique things happening in a vacuum.
Let's Brian, let's go north to south. What do you see?
Yes, Sean, the weakest case, the most garbage case ever is Alvin Bragg's case. That's the biggest joke on the planet, because he has to prove that there was not only that the documents were falsified. By the way, Michael Cohen's the one that spent time in jail related to that. But more important than that, they've got to prove an underlying crime. A second crime, Sean, was carried out by former President Trump in addition to falsifying documents, and that's an impossibility. There's no other crime. The only other potential crime they could ever try to connect the falsifying documents to is trying to interfere with a federal election. They lose on that because that's a federal crime, and this is a state court. So there is no other underlying crime that Bragg can prove. He knows it. And Sean, what's going to happen in that case if Trump's got good lawyers? If that case ever gets to a courtroom, after the prosecution puts on its case, Trump's lawyer should stand up and say, toss this case out. It's called a directed verdict, a motion to dismiss the charges, because they haven't proved that there was a second crime committed by Trump. So that case is going to get washed down the tank in a second. One other comment I want to make on the case in Florida, and I hope you'll help with this. President Trump's lawyers in that classified document case need to file a motion to throw out all the charges based on what's called selective prosecution. The two theories they threw out last week were not viable. This one will work. What that means is Jack Smith made a huge mistake by listing all the reasons why they didn't prosecute Biden, right? One of the reasons they gave was, well, we can't get a jury verdict because he's a sympathetic witness. Trump's lawyers jumping all over that. They should be saying that same standard should be applied in the classified document case. Why? Because there's no chance in heck that they're going to get a verdict with Trump being sympathetic in a red county where that trial's taking place.
I appreciate both of you, Brian Claypool, Mike Howell, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program.
Information download. Sean Hannity and the breaking news you might have missed today. It's Sean's Insider Information. Hannity is on right now.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. Our toll-free number is 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program, all right? Let's say you, your family, are out on the open road taking in the beautiful views that is this country and what this country offers. Uh-oh, you hear that noise in your car. People now are keeping their cars longer because new cars are so expensive. Used cars also are more expensive, and you got to keep your car longer. That's all the more reason why you need CarShield more than ever, because it will literally, and they've helped millions of people already from having to pay back-breaking car repair costs. Have you looked at the price of parts and a good mechanic lately? It's through the roof. But you have to call before, God forbid, your transmission goes or your engine blows or your electronics go out, because in many cases, you're talking $10,000 plus. Anyway, you get protection with CarShield, over 5,000 major parts and systems. Doesn't matter if your car has 5,000 or 155,000 miles on it, whether you have a car, an SUV, or a truck. Once you get a rate from CarShield, guess what? The best part is that rate never goes up. And they include free roadside assistance which means that you and your family will be that much safer if, God forbid, something happens while you're driving. Call now. Get a quote. It's 800-587-5060. That's 800-587-5060. Check them out on the web. It's carshield.com/Hannity. And mentioning my name saves you 20%. That's 800-587-5060 or carshield.com/Hannity. Michael Moore is interesting sometimes. Trump is so much smarter than us. He's so much smarter. He's not wrong. Although Democrats are very good at playing the game of, legal ballot harvesting, early voting, voting by mail. You know, they play that game really, really well. No signature verification needed. No picture ID. No. They're very good at instituting those mechanisms that they believe work towards their advantage, which I believe they do also. But anyway, here's Michael Moore.
We've shown how you can lose Michigan by just having 10,000 people sit it out. So it's a legitimate fear now that things may not go the way we want it to go, meaning Trump does not re-enter the White House. So I understand why everybody's worried and concerned and nervous. And what I'm saying to you now is, you should be. But I want to give two reasons why that we don't want to say this out loud, but I'm going to say it. And the reason why we need to be concerned is that Trump is smarter than us. I'll just let that sink in for a second. I know you're calling the people that come to find me, the guys in the white uniforms with a big net, and take me away. Are you crazy? What do you mean he's smarter than us? Because A, you know he's going to at the very least be able to delay every single one of these trials. And you know that he's going to be either found not guilty, or there's going to be a hung jury, or more crap like what's been going on in the Georgia courtroom is going to be revealed, and his lawyers will file more petitions to the court and just keep kicking this thing down the road.
Good old Michael Moore. Been a while. Remember we were at one of the conventions and we're out on the tarmac and we're talking to some pilot and the pilot says, yeah, that's Michael Moore's plane, a Gulfstream. I'm like, oh, good grief. We never got confirmation.
No,
but
we
I wanted
did.
To wait.
We got confirmation.
We did?
Yeah, that was his plane. Mr. Michael Moore, go green, save the world himself.
He might have been chartering, in fairness, but it might not have been
his plane.
He's
still not saving a world if he's chartering a Gulfstream. I'm just saying.
Yeah, listen, I'm all in favor of people. If you can swing it, go for it.
If you can swing it, wing it.
But then stop telling us we can't eat meat. Stop shoving electric vehicles down our throat.
Oh, did you see they just did that? They put out an alert. There's going to be a meat shortage.
A meat shortage.
Just in time for Bill Gates and his fake meat. Just in time.
Yeah, fake meat. No, thank you. I'll pass. What is that going to do for somebody like me? You love my sister, Teddy. Sweet baby James, you know, is married to my sister. And I have no idea how he puts up with her. None at all. You know what she did for me? Because I just was too tired last night and what? They were having a dinner. Of course, I was working. And she goes, well, why don't you come over? We're going out and we're going to have corned beef and cabbage. I said, I'm just, I'd love to go. I appreciate the invitation. I'm just exhausted. I need to, you know, I like to be fresh on Monday for my shows. And she sent over today corned beef, cabbage, and you know how I feel about corned beef.
Indeed.
And boiled potatoes. And I can only eat so much of it, though, but I love it so much. I binge eat on it. And for the rest of the week, after I stuff my fat face today, and I'm allowed to call myself fat, I'm gonna be on a diet for the rest of the week. I know it, but because I can't control myself when it comes to certain food,
but
as you already
just,
know.
But first of all, I'm going to tell you one little secret. So
you didn't do me a favor by sending over the corned beef the way I like it with a lot of fat.
Well, I mean, the cut of the meat is obviously important, but I will say that certain people's body types work better with different foods. I mean, like if you've been eating corned beef and cabbage and potatoes your whole life, it will work with your metabolism. Like, you know, my body processes that same thing and it's fine. I don't gain any weight from that, you know,
okay,
but you got to work out and stuff.
Okay. You would never eat corned beef. I wouldn't,
but I would eat meat. Like, I eat meat, I eat chicken, I eat fish. You know, it's like everything in moderation. I mean, you do the hangry diet, the Hannity hangry, and I don't think that's any good.
I don't
at all.
Do Hannity hangry.
You're full of crap. You totally do.
It's the only way that, look, I'm very keto friendly, but I'm very disciplined. And the only way that first of all, it was too hard for me to lose all the weight. It just was. And I don't feel like going through that crap
again. It is very hard. It's too hard. It's painful. You know, it's like no alcohol, all the things. It's hard.
Oh, it sucked. 40 days, NJ diet, the first 40 days, no alcohol. By the way, they guarantee that you lose 20 to 40 pounds or you get your money back in 40 days. Now, I still eat very NJ friendly, which is I weigh out my meat. However, that went out the window as soon as that corned beef showed up today.
Now, I have Stanger in the studio today. I'm going to ask a question. Now, Stanger, when you guys will work, because Stanger's been, how long have you been here now, Stanger? 35 years?
32 years.
32 years. So, when Stanger.
You started working with me in 1992, if I remember, or three. 1992?
Yeah, 92.
So, now, my question is, in 1992, were you guys weighing your meat? Counting your calories? What were you doing in 1992? You were away.
I could tell you stories about Stanger that would
see
raise
that pivot,
the hair
Stangy?
On the back.
See that pivot?
Yeah,
you want to talk about that.
We're just talking about our diets, Sean.
No, we used to hang out at this place in Buckhead called the Raccoon Lounge.
Yeah, Raccoon Lodge, yeah.
And we'd hang out. I don't think we shot pool, but like we played darts and had a great time. Remember Scotty Farrell, you're the man, and he'd be there some days. And
you know, I've never seen anyone score higher on a Papa Shot machine than you. You know the basketball thing where you shoot it, you try to get how many shots you can? You were number one on the Papa Shot at the Raccoon Lodge in 92. That's your claim to fame.
There's an accolade that nobody knows about. That's an important one.
The funny thing is they had all these fancy restaurants in Buckhead that we can go to. I mean, they had the Buckhead Diner, they had... what was it called?
Steamhouse Lounge.
Oh, the Steamhouse Lounge. That wasn't exactly fancy-pantsy, but it was pretty good. If you want a lobster, it was great. What was that? Bones. Bones was the steakhouse.
Yeah, Bones.
Remember Bones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Still open.
I actually preferred to go to the cheaper place. What was that place called? It wasn't Outback. It was...
Not Ruth's Chris. We went there a few times.
No, we went to, when Bruce Chris became a sponsor, I was in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I never had a steak like that in my life till I went to Bruce Chris. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Good stuff.
That was so good. Anyway, those are the good old days. All right, let's get to our phones. Let us say hello to Dale in North Carolina. Dale, how are you? Glad you called.
Doing fine, Sean.
What's going on? Yeah, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to say hey and let you know, look, I'm 65 years old. I'm retired Navy. And I've always heard you guys say, you know, the ones with platforms, people with platforms and power, they say, well, I don't understand why people don't care or why they don't act. So my question is where is my outlet for putting out ideas or my opinion or views?
Right here. You're doing it right here, right now. And right now, you're on nearly 750 of the best radio stations in America. You're on satellite radio. You'll be on my podcast later. You're on whatever. You're on all our social media. I assume, Linda, is that a fair statement? You run it. I don't touch it. But I assume you know a lot of this goes out on most of my social media platforms. And you're going to be heard by a lot of people.
Okay. I had a guy tell me, bring me any problem you got, but bring me three solutions, right?
I like that. I love that.
So all these people that bring problems, they don't offer any solutions. But if you're bringing problems and you don't have a solution, then you're part of the problem. That's one thing I want you to know. The other thing is that Trump's not the reason for all the stuff going on. Trump's the result. And the people with platforms that should ask questions and people that do interviews and all that stuff, they don't ask pertinent questions that we want to know. People want to know.
Look, all I'm going to say is I think most people that are in this audience get it. I think most people see and are scared to death that we're a nation in decline. I think most people are seeing the world and they're feeling more nervous, rightly so, than they've ever felt in their life. War in Europe, war in the Middle East. a new axis of evil with Russia and China and Iran that has emerged, and a president that doesn't know that today is Monday. And I think most people realize what he's done at the border, done to our economy, that he hasn't lifted a finger to make our cities and towns more safe, more secure, that this president has done absolutely nothing for our economy that has worked, and things are getting precipitously worse. You know, in 231 days, I'm hoping everybody that's got a brain, you know, gets to the polls or votes early or votes by mail or, you know, is actively joins in efforts to do legal ballot harvesting that the Republican National Committee has promised to now do and get involved in and match the efforts of Democrats and hopefully surpass them, and just pay attention. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take every one of us. I don't know. I like to say, I'll use a military analogy, all hands on deck. It's an all hands on deck moment, Dale. The country needs everybody. But your voice matters. Don't ever think it doesn't matter.
I can tell you right now, I have at least 20 things right here in front of me that I've written down that I have solutions for. They are solutions to a lot of the problems you...
All right, give me your best one.
Okay, the first thing is the Democrats, I'm Republican, but the Democrats and Republicans don't talk because there's a built-in defect, like on bills or anything they have to agree on, and they need to do standalone bills. That's the big thing.
All right, I completely agree. I'll tell you what, why don't you put your list, the list that you have, I'll put you on hold. Katie will get the full list from you, maybe take a picture and text it over to her, and I'll take a look at it and see what I agree with, okay?
Okay, can I throw one more thing at you real quick? If your trash man, who is a public servant, which is what all our politicians are, public servants, if your trash man owned three mansions, you would say, hey, something's wrong with this. Well, let's figure out where he's getting all his money from. And until you fix these corrupt politicians with salary caps, term limits, none of this is, because they're playing, all of them are playing us, the middleman.
Let me tell you who's getting screwed in all of this. The working men and women of this country. And they're the people that really make the country great. Anyway, appreciate the call. Danny in Madison. What's up, Danny? How are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Sean? I just wanted to let you know I've become a big fan of your show.
Thank you.
Political science in Winter Park, Florida at Rollins College. And we were given a list of people to write a paper about, and the teacher chose your name and gave it to me because, and so I had to read about you, you know, at first didn't understand your methods or anything, but the more I read about you, the more I understood that you're for people. And see, that's the problem now. I didn't vote for Biden and I didn't vote for Trump simply because, to me, they're not for the people. We need someone in office that's going to be for the people. They spend too much jargon, too much rhetoric on each other, talking about what the other is not doing. You know, we need someone in there that's actually going to stand up for the people and make America what it's supposed to be. You know, don't just talk about it. Actually do what you're supposed to do.
And that's I will tell you this, that you're dead on accurate. Too many politicians are in this for them. Public servant is a good word to use as a reminder. They are supposed to serve us. Many of them go to serve themselves and aggrandize themselves. They're not public servants. And one thing you're right about, the people I care the most about are the average hardworking American people that are needlessly suffering because of horrific elected officials and their utter stupidity, ignorance, incompetence, and their messed up decisions, open borders, the idea that they don't understand what energy dominance would do to our economy, the fact that they hit us with rules and regulations and trying to shove, you know, SUVs and cars down our throat that are electric that we don't want and take away our gas stoves and refrigerators and ACs and washers and dryers. Those people aren't looking out for you. I want to look out for you. You know why? Because I am you. I am a working guy. That's my, that, those are my roots. That's in my blood. That is my DNA, and it's never changing. And I don't ever want to, will never change. I don't think I'm capable of it. Thank God. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. We are loaded up. Hannity, tonight, 9 Eastern, the big lie told by the Biden people is they can't run on their record. We'll explain it. We'll break it down. Mike Huckabee, Tommy Lahren, Charlie Hurt, Senator J.D. Vance, Jesse Waters is my guest tonight. We'll check in with our colleague Jesse, Stephen Miller, Kaylee McEnany. Set your DVR, 9 Eastern, Hannity on Fox. See you then, back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.